love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, still very concerned about what's happening. It concerns me greatly. You know, it was a great joy this afternoon because I've been, Chris and I have been going on for days, actually weeks, on the question of is the mask issue a Romans 14 issue, a Daniel 3 issue, or you know, the Jude question about contending, or so many other things. And we've been going around on that, and it's been fascinating. Another gentleman, Rob, just doesn't want to tackle the question, it seems. But it's been fascinating, and we were talking about that. We talk about it frequently as he takes his hike. He walks with a cell phone. I don't, obviously. And then his son Joseph showed up, and they ended up walking together. So obviously, I bowed out, and the two of them walked together, and it was kind of like, wow. To actually spend time walking with your own son. It just... an amazing thought. I did catch the news today. You may or may not be aware there was a terrorist bombing in Baghdad. And it was fascinating because apparently somebody... was in a big shopping mall and then suddenly appeared like he was being sick or whatnot. So people were gathering around him, and then he blew himself up, which killed a few people around him. And then as people were coming to help, another terrorist bomber showed up and blew himself up because the crowd had gathered, killed like 20 or 30 people, which is obviously very unfortunate. But what it reminds me of is it's called a double tap. It's a technique that's been used for a long time, and I've described it before because that's what the United States does in Yemen today. And it's what we did for example, the bombing of Dresden in World War II, or the bombing of Tokyo in World War II. That's what the U.S. does. And so we see a terrorist, so-called terrorist, doing it, and we say that's bad. I just find that fascinating. There's another thing that's going on, because I've heard some discussion on it. You know, there are a lot of people now calling for, you know, in the political world, people are calling for retribution against people who supported Trump. You know, it's the political mumbo jumbo and all this garbage, but revenge. People are after revenge, and there is an open call for silencing of people. You know, we are heading into a dictatorship. That's clear. How long it'll take, I don't know. But we are heading into a dictatorship, and. You know, the thing I find fascinating, it's one thing what happens to the political world. It's another thing what happens to those who claim Christ. You know, I do see decay within the Christian community. You know, for example, the conversation with Rob, he doesn't want to handle it. Chris and I, we'll go a little more in depth. But to say, no, I won't do things like the mask issue, like the vaccine issue, or, you know, the other thing we talked about, because obviously I've been studying this for well over a decade, the idea of the daily payday, which is one of the things we discussed today. I just don't want to go there. I mean, if you say you follow Christ, then follow Christ. A couple of other things that I've grabbed onto, anyway, that gets long. But I do wonder, because I'm aware of, a collapse within the PCA. And I wonder about, and obviously, the obvious, Jim Cross doesn't seem, he's compromised on the Matthew, is it 6:24, about you cannot serve God and money or God and wealth. And, it has to be practical. No, you don't. No, if you want to be practical, put your hand over your heart and say, hail victory. I mean, literally. And, it's the issue that from long ago about, we need to be pro-life, we need to impose, we need to have laws imposed on others. Practicing ourselves, following God's first command to man, to be fruitful and multiply. No. We don't want to do that. We don't want to go there. Because we don't trust the Lord, do we? We trust in the state. It's horrendous. It's shameful. Well, yeah, 1 Corinthians 6, shameful, trusting in the state. And I wonder about my family. Do they trust in the state? Are they celebrating the joys of what the state is doing for them? Are they going to be the people who say, it's 2030, I own nothing, and I've never been happier? Is that my family? Well, this husband and dad is going to say, no, I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I won't turn from my wife. I won't turn from my kids. And I won't turn to the state. My lady, I love you.